Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
The generative AI space appearing on CNBC this morning. CEOs of Perplexity, that newly minted unicorn startup, and Anthropic, which makes the AI chatbot Claude. Our Deirdre Bosa was watching that, has some details on today's tech check. What'd you think, Dee?
Hey, good morning, Carl. Well, those two CEOs, they work in different categories of Gen AI startups. There's Anthropic, building the foundational models, and then there's Perplexity, which builds on top of many different models, the application layer. But what they have in common? They are both Google alums challenging the incumbent. Anthropic has backing from Google as well as Amazon, but its Claude 3 LLM also competes with Google's Gemini. And Perplexity is doing what Google is unwilling to do, a new user interface that totally embraces Gen AI and a new type of query that could replace search and, more importantly, search ads. Here is CEO Arvind Srinivas on Squawk Box today.
The incumbent is always our biggest competition, Google, because we are entering the search category. Except the difference has been, unlike previous competitors to Google that tried to take market share in the 10 blue link search engine market share, instead we are trying to create a new category called the answer engine, where you just get a direct answer to any question you ask, and it disrupts the whole 10 blue link user interface.
Disrupting the whole user interface. That is something that Google has been slow to do, and with good reason. That could mean disrupting its whole business model, search ads. But Anthropic and Perplexity are examples of upstart Gen AI native companies with less to lose that are keeping the incumbents on their toes. When I spoke to Srinivas a few months ago, he told me how his time at Google inspired him to start his own company because there were so many researchers turned entrepreneurs there. And he's not alone. Call it the PayPal Mafia for the Gen AI age, a group of former Google execs that have gone on to build the Gen AI darlings. There's Anthropic, OpenAI, Mistral, Character.ai, Inflection, that's just to name a few. All of those were founded by or led by former Google employees. So it's not surprising that anxiety is rising within Google itself. Our Jenna Lies broke details on a leaked meeting from Google's search chief, Prabhakar Raghavan. He told employees that if there's a clear and present market reality, we need to twitch faster, like the athletes twitch faster. The irony, perhaps, though, in all of this, guys, is that it is formal Googlers implying pressure. I could go on and on the list of how many execs have gone on to found AI companies, and a lot of them say they wanted to ship. The stuff needs to be tested in the real world to gain any traction and to be perfected.
I was just going to say, isn't that part of a tried and true tradition? You had some former Googlers on your set just the other day.
Yeah, that's right. You've seen so many go on, and this is something that's happened over the last decades. But this race is seen as very different, right? The generative AI race is all about talent. Who do you have? That's what a lot of these companies are built on. And, you know, even in that meeting that the search chief had a few days ago, he said this isn't like the last 10, 15 years. This is different. And we keep hearing that message from Google that this time is different. They need, it's almost like an existential crisis, right? The innovator's dilemma that we talk about all the time. They need to figure out how to compete in this new era that could disrupt search altogether.
All right, Deirdre, thank you so much.
In the technology area today, that would be SoftBank, reportedly investing nearly $1 billion in a push to develop AI. Deirdre Bosa has the details in today's Tech Check. Hi, Dee.
Hey, Tyler. So we have always known that Masa-san and SoftBank, they were going to go big on Gen AI. They've talked about it for a long time. But many have taken that to mean that SoftBank would invest in startups as a conglomerate. The Nikkei, though, reports that SoftBank is looking to develop its own large language model, a potentially far more expensive strategy. Here's Anthropic CEO, which makes one of the most advanced existing models of the moment, Claude, on what that takes.
The models of today cost about $100 million, right, plus or minus factor two or three. I think we're going to see models trained in the next year are going to be about $1 billion. And then 2025, 2026, we're going to go to $5 or $10 billion. And I think there's a chance it may even go beyond that to $100 billion.
That is just a huge amount of money. And SoftBank is reportedly planning to invest less than $1 billion over 2 years. If Amodi is right in that the cost to build one will rise to $5 or $10 billion or more as soon as next year, $1 billion is going to be far from enough. But there is another camp of experts that believe costs will come down thanks to improvements in hardware and algorithmic efficiency and more competitive pricing. Either way, though, Tyler Sima, it is not surprising that Masa-san is very ambitious here and going beyond just investing in AI startups. This could represent one of his biggest challenges yet, though. His approach over the last few decades has been in investing and acquiring companies rather than building them from the ground up. You need a lot of money. You also need a lot of talent to build these large language models.
As you reported, Dee, Masa has had a lot of wins, but he's had a lot of losses as well. What's the likelihood, from your perspective, on his ability to be successful in a market that NVIDIA dominates?
He is such a controversial figure in terms of his investments, right? What some of his big losses have included WeWork, as well as just a lot of the peak investments that he made during, you know, the boom times when valuations got out of hand during the 2021. He was the guy writing the biggest checks along with Tiger Global. But he's also had a recent really impressive win, and that is Arm, the chip company. He listed that. SoftBank is still the majority, I think 90% owner of that company. And there's a lot of questions over what he's going to do with those winnings, the money that he's made off of Arm since it got public. You could imagine that if he actually wants to develop his own large language model, he's going to have to tap that investment cash out, similar to how he's been tapping into his Alibaba investment from decades ago to fund a lot of SoftBank's other initiatives.
Makes sense. So just looking at Arm, up about 93% in the past 6 months.
There
wow.
you go.
Dee, thank you. That's Deidre Bosa.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.